Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A former Dade County Jail administrator has been arrested following an investigation into financial records at the Dade County Jail. According to the Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Tommy Bradford requested assistance from the GBI on May 28th after concerning purchases were discovered during a review of jail financial records. Sheriff's officials say the purchases were allegedly made by former jail administrator Joseph Chambers. Authorities say Chambers was terminated from his position on June 1st after Chief Deputy Bradford was informed of preliminary findings from the investigation. The GBI obtained two arrest warrants on June 4th. Chambers later turned himself in at the Dade County Jail. According to the Sheriff's Office, Chambers has been charged with theft by conversion and violation of oath by a public officer. Officials say the investigation remains active. It's being conducted by the GBI, and because the case is ongoing, no additional details regarding the alleged purchases or the amount of money involved have been released. The Sheriff's Office says additional information may become available as the investigation progresses. GSP is investigating a fatal hit-and-run crash involving a motorcycle that happened at I-24 and I-59 here in Dade County. Troopers responding to the crash just before 5 o'clock Saturday evening near the westbound lanes of 24 at the 59 South Interchange. According to investigators, a red or brown sedan struck the right side of a motorcycle, forcing the rider onto the left shoulder and into the median. Authorities say the vehicle continued westbound on 24 and left the scene. The motorcyclist, identified as 35-year-old Nicholas DeLay of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, struck the end of the guardrail and crashed. DeLay was taken to a local hospital, later pronounced dead from injuries. The crash resulted in lane closures and significant traffic backups on 24 and 59, affecting travel across the state line. GSP continues to investigate, is asking anyone who may have witnessed the crash or has information about the suspect vehicle to contact GSP headquarters at 404-624-6000. Early voting gets underway for Dade County voters today ahead of the June 16th election. Advance voting will be held now through June 12th. That's through Friday of this week, 9 to 5 each day. Voting takes place at the Dade County Administrative Building, 71 Case Avenue, downtown Trenton. Election officials say there will be no Saturday voting this time, and advance voting will be available for 1 week only. Election day is Tuesday the 16th. As mentioned, polls will be open 7 to 7 on Election Day. Voters must cast their ballot at the precinct that day where they are registered. The Dade County Board of Education set to hold a public hearing this evening on the proposed fiscal year 2027 budget. That hearing scheduled for 5 this evening at the Dade County School Central Office, 52 Tradition Lane in Trenton. According to school officials, the meeting will include a presentation and discussion of the proposed budget, followed by a chance for the public to have input before the board moves forward with the budget adoption process. Residents will have the chance to learn more about the school system's financial plans and priorities for the upcoming fiscal year and share comments with the board members. School officials encourage community members with an interest in local education funding and operations to attend and participate in the discussion. Again, that'll be at 5 this evening at the Dade County School Central Office. In Marion County, authorities say skeletal remains discovered near Suwanee are believed to be those of a Mont Eagle man missing since mid-May. The Mont Eagle Police Department asking for the public's help in locating 29-year-old Kurt McConnell. He was last seen on May 14th near the Pilot Travel Center in Mont Eagle. Investigators said at the time that McConnell may have been walking towards Suwanee or could have accepted a ride from someone in the area. Investigators, as we said, now believe the remains are those of McConnell. Officials say forensic testing and DNA analysis are still being conducted to make a positive ID. McConnell's disappearance prompted concern throughout the Mont Eagle and Suwanee communities as family members, friends, and law enforcement searched for answers regarding his whereabouts. Authorities have not released information regarding the cause or manner of death. The investigation is ongoing. Officials say additional information might be released once the ID process is complete and investigators learn more about the circumstances surrounding the case. The Braves are taking the day off today, packed up, headed to Chicago for a 3-game road series on the South Side. They'll play the White Sox for the next three, looking to play strong as the Braves start another week of interleague play. First pitch in Chicago tomorrow night will be at 7:40 Eastern. Of course, 6:25 will be the pregame show. You can hear every pitch of every Braves game right here on your 30-year home of the Atlanta Braves, KWIN. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home for classic hits, 101.3, 106.1, 104.3, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.